John Thor, what a show we have for you tonight. Former Bush Secretary of Treasury Paul O'Neill will be joining us in a little bit. And wow, what a great feeling. It's the first night of Hanukkah. I've been looking forward to this all year. You catch me on the street and say, oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah. It's the first night of Hanukkah. That's as far as I got with the guy, quite frankly. I don't know what else to say. It's basically, it's the day of the year when newscasters all across the country end their broadcast with, and our Jewish friends tonight are celebrating. But let's begin tonight with America's paternalistic foreign policy. Like many parents, the United States tends to dote on its black sheep son, Iraq, while ignoring the good son, Afghanistan. And by good, I mean the son who hangs out with warlords and has a massive heroin addiction. But yesterday was Afghanistan's chance to shine as Hamid Karzai was sworn in as the country's first ever democratically elected president. Not to mention its best dressed for a night at the opera. What doesn't go with a cape, people? Seriously. The inauguration was attended by such leaders as Vice President Dick Cheney, his wife Lynn, and their gay daughter Donald Rumsfeld. Also on hand, spiritual leader and millionaire Aga Khan. Aga Khan, rock me, Aga Khan. And the saddest man in the world, former Afghan president Sig Bagatullah Mojaddidi. Hey, buck up, little chimp. What's wrong? By the way, when I'm playing Scattergories and I roll an S, and the category is former Afghan presidents, I always go with Sig Bagatullah Mojaddidi. Turn that frown upside down. But wait, there's more. There's Iranian Foreign Minister Kamal Karazi. Afghani Minister Abdullah Abdullah attended. And Special Advisor to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, Lakhdar Brahimi, was in Damizosk. Festivities aside, finally, the moment Afghanis have been told they've dreamed of for decades was upon them. The Chief Justice swearing in a new freely elected leader to preside over a democratic Afghanistan. And then, the ceremonial exchanging of the beards. It's like magic. Meanwhile, back in... We have quite the graphics department. Meanwhile, back in Washington, it was time for yet another episode of America's Next Top Cabinet Official. You recall last week, Tom Ridge was booted, bringing to 7 the number of cabinet members who have already said their sad farewells. All right, here we go. The latest cabinet official to be booted is... Tommy Thompson! Oh, congratulations, Elaine Chao. You're still in the running to be America's Next Top Cabinet Official. Thompson used his farewell press conference to charm the press corps.
I, for the life of me, cannot understand why the terrorists have not, you know, attacked our food supply.
Why can't you understand that?
Yeah, because it is so easy to do, and we're importing a lot of food from the Middle East.
It looks like Hamas has designs on our hummus. A fatwa on our falafel.
You know, that's kind of a bombshell from Secretary Thompson. Why wait until you're leaving to bring that up to the public?
Since you're asking me now and I feel no reluctance on giving you my own opinions and ideas, since I'm not staying, I give you those ideas. But these are my ideas. You know, I feel very free to tell you exactly how I feel.
The Bush cabinet telling the truth upon exiting since January 2001. Meanwhile, one familiar face isn't going anywhere. Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, will stay behind as the cabinet's drunken, reckless fifth-year senior. John McCain, how do you feel about that?
You know, I have to say that I want to work with Secretary Rumsfeld because he will be the Secretary of Defense for a undetermined length of time, and I want to work with him.
That's not a vote of confidence.
No, it's not.
McCain added,